بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: عليكم من سنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected Ulama Ikram and respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a natural way of living, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a complete deen. We have been discussing the history of Kaaba, Makkatul Mukarrama, and the various places where the Hujjaj and those who go for Umrah go to. Whilst discussing the history of Kaaba, we discussed how Abraha, he wanted to destroy the Kaaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. The Kaaba is a symbol of Islam, is a characteristic of Islam, what we call shiar-e-Islam. And I mentioned clearly to you, respected listeners, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy anybody who tries to mock at the symbol of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ruin that person who tries to go against the symbols of Islam. And amongst the symbols of Islam is the Kaaba. Amongst the symbols of Islam, the azan, the external features of a Muslim, the beard, the masjid, the masajid, the darulums, the institutes, the miswak, these are those things which show that a person is Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine protection and help is with the shiar-e-Islam, with the symbols of Islam. Abraha tried to destroy that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him to such an extent that when he left Hijaz and when he went back to Yemen, they said they had to take him in a cart. And those who came with him were destroyed by those birds. Abraha was destroyed. It is reported that when he reached his homeland, that parts of his body were falling off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted those people around to know that this is a result of the leader who wanted to come and destroy the Kaaba, who wanted to come and destroy one of the signs of Islam, one of the symbols of Islam. Respected elders, as we know, that was the year when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. His grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, was so excited of the birth of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he carried Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went towards the Kaaba and made tawaf. And this tawaf is very interesting because we make tawaf anti-clockwise. The tawaf of the Kaaba is done anti-clockwise. Now if we look around us, then the rotation of the day and the night, and the coming of the day and the night, and the 24 hours is created by the earth rotating. Now this rotation also takes place anti-clockwise. The rotation of the earth does not take place clockwise, it takes place anti-clockwise. So the earth is spinning on its axis anti-clockwise. And the earth itself now is spinning around the sun, etc. And that is called revolution. That is also anti-clockwise, not clockwise. And we make tawaf of the Kaaba anti-clockwise. If we look at the cell, we have cells in the human body, we have cells, and the center of the cell, or the powerhouse of the cell, is called the nucleus. And the electrons go around the nucleus anti-clockwise. They go around the nucleus anti-clockwise. Respected elders, and we make tawaf anti-clockwise. Also, it is stated, the medical practitioners tell us that when the sperm reaches the ovum for fertilization, before fertilization, the sperm moves in the ovum anti-clockwise before fertilization. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us to go around the Kaaba anti-clockwise. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in one hadith that day and night 120 mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon the Kaaba, and from there it is spread to 60 for those who are making tawaf, to 60 for those who are making tawaf going around the Kaaba, 40 for those who are making salat in the haram, and 20 for those who are just looking at the Kaaba. They are not making tawaf, they are not making salah, they are just looking at the Kaaba. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Delhi Rahmatullah Alayh, in his masterpiece Hujjatullah Baligha, he states that one of the wisdoms and secrets and philosophy of going anti-clockwise is because our heart is closer to the Kaaba. See, if a person is making tawaf anti-clockwise, then his heart, his left side, is closer towards the Kaaba. Why? Because the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are descending on the Kaaba, and his heart is closest towards the Kaaba. If it was done clockwise, then his heart would be further away from the Kaaba. And we want the person's heart to be affected, because when the heart is good, the entire body is good. Reformation of the heart, polish of the heart, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is zikr and cleansing. That will provide cleansing of the heart. So when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon the Kaaba and reaches the heart, the person inshallah will become a good person. The person inshallah will become a good person. Hazrat Atta Rahmatullah Alayhi states that when a person looks at the Kaaba, then it is better than the 1 year's nafil ibadat. By just looking at the Kaaba, it is better than 1 year nafil ibadat. And for a person who is fasting throughout the year and going the path of Allah, jihad throughout the year and making ibadah throughout the year, Hazrat Atta Rahmatullah Alayhi says that by just looking at the Kaaba for a moment, he gets more sawab. However, remember something, respected listeners, that these days, alhamdulillah, we go for Hajj, we go for Umrah, and we make tawaf, etc. But we must pay our debts before going for Umrah, pay our debts before going for Hajj, pay our debts before we go to the blessed lands of Makkah and Medina. It is sad and unfortunate that a person is steeped in ODA and death, and then he goes away for Hajj and Umrah because it has become the fashion of the day that my neighbor or so and so in certain circles is going for Hajj and Umrah, I also must go for Umrah also. Pay the debts and then inshallah you proceed with a clean slate and go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his youth, they reconstructed or renovated the Kaaba. And Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took part in that reconstruction and in that renovation. It is reported that they should bring the stone, etc., from Jabal al-Kaab. Jabal al-Kaab is, if you go to Shubaika area, you'll see a board there, and it stated Jabal al-Kaab, the rocks, etc., have been brought from there. How they were doing in those days, they should have a cloth which they adorned, which they call loin cloth or lungi. So the young of that age, they should take that cloth, put it on their shoulder, or take their cloth and put it on their head, and then take the rock or stone and put it on the head or the shoulder and carry it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is masoom, he is innocent, he is spotless in character and personality. There is no major sin or minor sin that can be attributed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no action of immodesty can be attributed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to lift up his cloth, because if you lift up your cloth, then your legs above the knee are going to show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want the portion of body to be shown above the knee of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that constitutes a satr of the man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to swoon and fall down. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up, realized what had happened, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine nusrat and protection was with the Anbiya alayhi salam. Remember, a Nabi is born a Nabi, a Rasul is born a Rasul, and a Rasul and a Nabi, they are born innocent, masoom. In the history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come across another incident. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was decided or contemplated on going with his friend to a festival. The festival in those days meant recitation of poetry, singing, music, etc. On the way, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he decided to rest. And when he decided to rest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him sleep away. And when he slept away, he got up after the festival. This was the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is pure, he is innocent. Just like in the reconstruction of the Kaaba, that the body must not be shown above the knee. What happens, unfortunately, these days, that we are pious in our own locality sometimes, we are righteous in our own locality sometimes, and we are good in our own locality sometimes, but as soon as we go away to some mineral bath, or we go away to the oceans and the seas, that those who are supposed to be pious even are running around naked there. Remember, the Allah that is present in our locality is the same Allah that is there around the mineral baths and the mineral pools and the ocean. So we should be maintaining the modesty that we maintain in our localities, the same modesty we must maintain everywhere. Understand this very well, that the Islam that we practice, and everybody knows that, oh, this person is righteous and pious, let it not be said that we saw him in some mineral bath, or we saw him in some pool, or we saw him and we saw his family in some ocean and area that they were walking around and parading naked. Islam is for all times, all places. Not that we must be pious in the masjid and become rotten people outside, and become pious in the masjid and outside become professional thugs and rogues. Respected elders, so Allah has protected the Anbiya alayhi salam. In that time, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took part in the reconstruction of the Kaaba. Then later, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should retire to the cave of Hira. Cave of Hira is 3 kilometers
or 3 miles away, north side of Makkah al-Mukarramah. There, those of you who have seen this cave, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take everyone and see the cave also. But while we are at that point, that it is not for us to climb Jabal-e-Nur. The cave of Hira is on Jabal-e-Nur. The cave of Hira, it is not for us to climb it, it is not wajib, it is not sunnah, you get no reward when you climb it. Understand that. So, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go up there, and from there, he was able to see the Kaaba. From there, he was able to see the Kaaba, that is why he went there. Scholars have written that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go to that particular cave. In those days, remember, there was no buildings, there was no structures, nothing. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go to that cave. Why? Because when you are in that cave, you can see the Kaaba very clearly. And the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of the Kaaba. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking at the Kaaba. But that was when, after a while, as contemplation, then in Ramzan, on the 17th of Ramzan, in the 41st year of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, the angel Jibreel came. Respected elders, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went away to Madinatul Munawwara. Before going to Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to go inside the Kaaba, and the family that had the key of the Kaaba did not allow him. However, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back in the 6th year of Hijrat, wherein the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed. And respected elders, before the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a dream that he is making the tawaf and he is removing his hair. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded with 1400 sahaba to Makkatul Mukarramah, only to be prevented from entering Makkatul Mukarramah. They told him, you cannot come into Makkatul Mukarramah. So placed there, Hudaybiyah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. And he sent Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, third Khalifa of Islam, third worthy, deserving Khalifa of Islam, who was married to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two daughters, Zunnurayn, the one who having the two light daughters of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Makkatul Mukarramah to negotiate. Yeah, I want to stop and make one point. That respected elders, Allah's Nabi is divinely guided. He's walking, he's talking, he's saying, he's speaking. Everything is divinely guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's Nabi makes a decision. Abu Bakr is there, Umar is there. Sahaba, great Sahaba are there. Allah's Nabi makes a decision to send Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Makkah to negotiate. Meaning he understands that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has got political acumen of negotiation. That is why he's sending Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go and negotiate there. And who are those people who try to say anything against Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Respected elders, when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu went away to Makkah to negotiate, some Sahaba said that how fortunate is Usman that he will go and make tawaf of the Kaaba. How fortunate is Usman, he will go and make tawaf of the Kaaba. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately when he heard this, he said, don't worry, Usman would not make tawaf of the Kaaba. Meanwhile, in Makkatul Mukarramah, the kuffar and mushrikeen got hold of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they told him, see, we are taking you in custody, but you are here, make tawaf of the Kaaba. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, no, I will not make tawaf of the Kaaba because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not allowed to make tawaf. I will not make tawaf of the Kaaba until Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not allowed. When he is allowed, then I will make the tawaf of the Kaaba. This is so much confidence Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got on Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And today's 20th century historian says every evil thing against Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Usman is from the Ashra, Abu Bashra, is Jannati. The peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed and agreed upon. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back to Madinatul Munawwara because it was stated that he cannot enter Makkah now. One clause. Second clause, he can come back next year. And third clause, he can stay in next year when he comes only for 3 days. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came next year. And with the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in. Now the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen and the Quraysh, they knew that when the Muslims went to Madinah al-Munawwara, they fell sick. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I have discussed in the history of Madinah, that he made dua that illnesses and diseases must be taken away from Madinah, which happened. So these mushriks of Makkah, they thought that the Muslims are very weak and feeble. They have got no strength and power and might. They are very weak. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he instructed the Sahaba, he ordered the Sahaba that make rubble, as which is that when you are in the condition of ihram, to leave your right shoulder open, and when you're making the first three rounds, to walk briskly, moving your shoulders and pushing your chest forward and moving like a brave soldier. So these kuffar and mushrikeen, they were on Jabal al-Qubais, because they had left that portion of Makkah, the Haram portion, and went away to the hillocks. And Jabal al-Qubais, where the tunnels, walking tunnels, etc., they were on those mountains looking at the Muslims, the strength of them, the behavior, everything, observing them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the tawaf, he was seated on the kaswa, the same camel which he used for the farewell pilgrimage. And there were 2,000 in number this time. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should make istilam of the Hajar Aswad with a stick. He should point the stick and kiss the stick. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they were making a rubble, making this three rounds quick, fast movement. So when the mushriks and the kuffar, they look at this, they say, yes, Muslims have not lost their strength. And Muslims, they are strong. Respected elders, now understand one point. The ihram, which we adorn when we go for Hajj and Umrah, that was the libas, that was the clothing of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's daily clothing was that. The two pieces of cloth and the sandals, which had the high bone, the upper bone exposed. And respected elders, when we make Safa Marwa, that is the sunnat of Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when we run between those two lines, that's also the sunnah of Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. When we make tawaf of the Kaaba, that is the sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. And that is the sunnah of also the Malaika who make tawaf of the Baytul Ma'mur, which is above the Kaaba, celestial prototype Kaaba, which is above the Kaaba. And when we go from Makkah, proceed for Hajj, etc., to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, etc., that is also the sunnat of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam. And when we pelt the shaitan, the Rabi'a Jamarat, that is the sunnah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the small shaitan, the middle shaitan, and the big shaitan. These are the sunnats of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam. And the rubble, the moving fast, that is the sunnah of the Sahaba as ordered by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They made the rubble. For that reason, today we still make the rubble and we get sawab and we are rewarded. And those who hate the Sahaba don't make rubble. Those who despise the Sahaba don't make rubble. Those who dislike the Sahaba don't make rubble. You see it in the Arab when you go. Observe, sit down and see who makes the rubble, who does not make the rubble. Those who make the rubble, they are the lovers of the Sahaba, because Allah's Nabi, he instructed the Sahaba, make the rubble, they made the rubble. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stayed there for 3 days. In the 3 days, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave the Haram around the Kaaba. He did not leave. He put his chadar down there, he put his mat down there, and he was all the time there. These kuffar and mushrikeen were observing how the Muslims behaved, the personality of the Muslims, the character of the Muslims. Historians record that thousands accepted Islam by just looking at the Sahabas and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behaved. By just looking at that. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he married Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha during that time. And he wanted to make walima on the fourth day. He requested that let's have walima on the fourth day so he can invite the other mushrikeen also for the walima and soften their hearts towards Islam. They sent a message via Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that no, 3 days we agree, 3 days you must go back. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went outside Makkatul Mukarramah and he made the walima. Now we must remember, 6th year was the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. 7th he came back and the clauses of the 6th year peace treaty of Hudaybiyah were violated after that. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came for the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, was 1,400. When he came back the next year, 2,000. And when he came back for the conquest of Mecca, 10,000. On the plains of Arafat, when he was giving speeches in Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, etc., 124,000 Sahaba were standing. Can you imagine what was the progress of Islam and why this happened? This is what we have to try to find out, that how come that within such a short period of time, Islam spread so quickly and widely. Respected elder, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand deen and to practice deen, and also to understand why we do these activities, why we go around the Kaaba, the reasons, the wisdom. Few masalas before I conclude. A person, when he adorns the ihram, then it is not necessary for him to leave the right shoulder open. When he enters the Kaaba, and then he sees the Kaaba, then he must make dua, because dua is accepted. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi should make dua that, Ya Allah, accept my duas in those places where duas are accepted. So when you start the tawaf, then you open your right shoulder. And for 3 rounds you leave your right shoulder open, walking briskly. The 4th round you are allowed, permitted to close your right shoulder. And the tawaf which is followed by a Safa Marwa, by a sa'i, that you leave your three, you make rabal. The tawaf that is not followed by sa'i, you don't make rabal. For example, if you go and make kiran hajj, you are going to make tawaf e kudub, you are not going to make safa marwa. So you are not going to make rabal, you are not going to leave your right shoulder open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand deen, practice deen. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الحمد لله العادل العزيز القهار المنتقم للمظلوم من الظالمين الجبار أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنجينا من عذاب النار وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأتقياء والأبرار صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الأخيار أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان أطيعوا الله ورسوله في كل آن واعلموا أن من آمن بالله وجبت عليه حقوق منها حقوق الله من أداها فقد فاز ومن عصى خاب ومن انتقص منها شيئا فإنه غفار لمن تاب ومنها حقوق العباد أدوها قبل يوم التناد واهتموا في أدائها لأن أكثر غوائل الآخرة منها وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كانت عنده مظلمة لأخيه من أرض أو شيء فإنه فليتحلله منه اليوم من قبل أن لا يكون دينار ولا درهم فإن كان له عمل صالح أخذ منه بقدر مظلمته وإن لم يكن له حسنات أخذ من سيئات صاحبه فحمل عليه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لتؤدن الحقوق إلى أهلها يوم القيامة حتى يقال للشاة الجلجاء من الشاة القرناء أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون.
بارك الله بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جبار كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل ذي القوة القاهرة والسلطة الظاهرة على الكفرة الباغية. وغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.